哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Peace with every, to everybody on this holy Sabbath day.
在这个神所赐福的日子，愿主的恩惠平安与我们众人同在。
And on this blessed day, may the peace and joy of the Lord be with everybody today.
在这个安息日的早上，我们要用马可福音当中的一段记载，做我们彼此学习的内容。
And today we'd like to use a passage in the Gospel of Mark as our studies this morning.
我们请翻到马可福音的第十一章。
Let us first turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
马可福音第十一章。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
十一章的第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷。到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒。第二节
Verse 2.
对他们说，你们往对面的村子里去，一进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。第三节
Verse 3.
若有人对你们说，为什么做这事，你们就说，主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。第四节
Verse 4.
他们去了，便看见一匹驴驹拴在门外的街道上，就把它解开。第五节
Verse 5.
在那里站着的人说，站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？第六节
Six.
门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那人就任凭他们牵去了。第七
Verse seven.
他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。第九节
Verse 9.
前行后随的人都喊着说，何塞那，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，那将要来的我祖大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞那。十一节
Verse 11.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。在这里记载的是耶稣荣耀的进入耶路撒冷城。
So here, Lord Jesus with glory entered into the city of Jerusalem.
这个是耶稣在侍奉当中辉煌荣耀的一刻。
And this was a glorious moment in the servitude of Lord Jesus.
有众人夹道欢呼高喊，何塞那，荣耀归于神。
And there are those that cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
但是在这个荣耀的时刻当中，
But in this glorious moment,
我们却看到有许多不同的团体参与了这项的活动。
And we see the various groups that joined into the celebration.
我们从当中可以做一些思考，以及我们在侍奉神路上的学习。
And so from this, we can learn from our servitude and our road of a journey of faith.
让我们知道说，要能够在神面前得荣耀，工作得奖赏，是有要求，是有一些必须要达到的条件。
And there are some requirements that we must achieve in order for our work to be praised and found pleasing by the Lord.
我们第一个在这里看到的是主耶稣差派门徒去牵一只驴驹。
Lord Jesus told the disciples to go into the village to find a colt.
这个驴驹就是小驴子啊。
And a colt is equivalent to a mule.
这个小驴子是没有人骑过，也没有被训练过的。
And this donkey is one that no one has ridden on before.
但是却为主所用，成为这一件伟大事工当中的配角。
But this donkey was chosen to be with Lord Jesus in this glorious moment.
所以我们今天生命当中希望得到荣耀。
So today in our lives, we hope to be glorified.
我们就要从当中来做一些学习。
Then we can learn from this passage.
那首先我们看到耶稣派的是两个门徒。
So here we see Lord Jesus sent two of his disciples.
那这原本是一件非常简单的工作。
And this was a very simple task.
就到对面的村庄里牵一只小驴子回来给耶稣所用。
That it is to go to the village opposite of you and find a donkey for the Lord Jesus.
啊，这个一个人一个成人就应该可以很轻易的来解决这个问题。
And this simple task can be accomplished by just a young person.
啊，但是就算是一个简单的工作。
But although this was a simple task,
啊，主耶稣仍然是差派了两个门徒一起来完成这项的工作。
Lord Jesus sent out two of his disciples to complete this work.
啊，所以我们不要掉以轻心了，我们不要觉得工作很简单，没有问题，我一个人就可以摆平。
So do not underestimate the work and think to ourselves that we can complete it with ours by ourselves.
也不要觉得说我没有问题，我属灵生命兴旺，我灵性在高点，我不会跌倒。
And don't think to yourselves that you are the highest point of your faith and you are spiritually strong and you will not fall.
啊，当一个人觉得自己很安全，自己不会跌倒，自己的属灵很强壮的时候，
when a person believes that they are strong and at their highest point of faith,
啊，有时候就是离自己的危机甚至跌倒只有一步之遥。
And at this point, you may only be one step away from your crisis or to fall away from the faith.
所以在传道书当中告诉我们，
That's why in the book of Ecclesiastes it tells us,
传道书的第四章
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4,
第九节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9.
传道书的第四章第九节。
4, verse 9.
他说，两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。十节。
Verse 10.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。所以圣经里面在不断的提醒我们，
And the Bible constantly reminds us,
他说两个人比一个人更好。
That two are better than one.
主耶稣也给我们留下许多的榜样。
And Lord Jesus also left the same example.
侍奉工作当中总是两个两个的差派出去服事。
In terms of servitude, he always sent out two.
那所以我们不要觉得我一个人就可以了。
And so do not think that just you yourself is sufficient.
因为侍奉路上如果只有孤单一人，那你的属灵生命就危险了。
Because if you are alone in the spiritual journey, then you are in danger.
所以耶稣派两个门徒，即使是去处理一件简单的工作。
So even though it was a simple task, Lord Jesus sent out two of his disciples.
那在这个处理这个在牵驴驹的过程当中
，And in the process of bringing back the colt,
啊，主耶稣说，如果有人问你，你就说主要用它。
If anybody asks of the reason why you're doing so, just say the Lord has need of it.
我们看回来马可福音十一章的第四节。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
说他们看见一妻驴驹，把它解开。第五节。
Verse 5.
就有人问他们说：“你们解驴驹做什么？”
And verse 5, but some of those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing?"
哦，就像主耶稣告诉他们的，在解驴驹的过程当中，有人来质疑他们的工作。
And just as Lord Jesus had said to them, there were people that inquired of their work.
虽然他们是按照主所吩咐的去做，
although they did according to what the Lord had commanded.
虽然他们所做的是一件重要的圣工，
although they are working on a very important holy work.
啊，但是在工作当中，一样遇见了一些压力，一样遇到了一些质疑。
But in the same way, in the process, they encountered a pressure.
啊，所以我们不要以为我们做圣工就一定要一帆风顺。
And so don't think to yourself that when you are doing holy work, it will be very smooth.
神要帮助我，让我没有任何的困难。
That the Lord will help us and you will encounter no difficulties.
在这里讲说，他们工作当中一样有遇到别人的质疑，一样遇到压力跟挑战。
And in this work, the disciples also receive the questioning of others and the pressure.
但是在第六节告诉我们遇到问题困难的解决方法。
And verse 6 tells us how we can go about when we encounter difficulties.
他说门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那人就任凭他们前去了。
In verse 6, and they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let him go.
门徒没有用自己的方式来解决问题。
And the disciples did not come up with their own method of solving the problem.
他们也没有掏一掏口袋说，要不然我给你十块钱，你这个驴驹借我用一下。
And they did not take out a $10 bill and said, can we borrow this donkey?
很多时候，当我们遇到问题，我们总是不断的想要用自己的方法来处理来解决。
Many times when we encountered difficult situations, we think of our own ways to solve them.
我们想要依靠自己的智慧才能，我们的口才恩赐。
And we want to rely on our own knowledge, our own gifts, and our speech.
我们常常以过去的经验来作为现在处理问题的方法。
We use previous experience to help us solve what we encounter today.
却不知道说人的经验，人过去的经验不代表对未来问题能够妥善的解决。
But we did not know that our experience in the past may not always solve the problem that we are facing today.
同样的问题，一样的方法，可能带来完全不一样的结果。
And perhaps the same situation, if we use the same way to solve it, it brings about different results.
我还记得在很多年前，我还在工作的时候。
I remember years ago when I was still working.
因为那个时候有接触一些股票啊债券，我学财经的，所以有接触一些这些东西啊。
I was in accounting finance, so I encountered situations that dealing with stocks.
所以有一次啊，我在看那个所谓的专家他们在做一些股市的分析报道。
So I was looking at some expert analysis of the stock market.
结果这个专家就这样子说。
And so this analyst said,
他说按照所有的数据这样子来做判断。
According to all the information that we have here,
他说明天的股票应该会涨。
And according to all the information we have, tomorrow this the market will go up.
但是也有可能会跌。
And it also could fall.
我听到这一句，我说那不是废话吗？
And when I heard this, I said, "Isn't this useless information?"
所以从那以后我就不看这些东西啦。
And from then on, I did not look at any what the analysts say.
为什么？因为不管怎么样的专家，他都不敢跟你保证明天会发生什么事情。
Because no matter how good the analysts are, they cannot guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以依靠人的过去经验，不能保证处理将来要面对的问题。
And therefore, based on previous experiences, it may not be definite that you can solve the problem in the same manner.
所以在这里我们看到门徒并没有用自己的方式要来处理他们所遇到的困境。
In this situation, the disciples did not use their own way to solve the problem.
第六节说，门徒就乖乖的按照耶稣所说的话回答。
Verse 6, the Bible records they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded.
其实这些耶稣教他们的话合理吗？
And so is it logical of what Lord Jesus had told them to say?
主耶稣怎么教他们?
What did Lord Jesus say to them?
主耶稣说，你告诉他，主要用他。
Lord Jesus said to them, just tell them the Lord has need of it.
跟一些陌生的人讲这些话。
And he was to tell strangers of this.
那这些陌生人说，那是你的主啊，那又不是我的主啊。
And the strangers may say, that is your Lord, but not mine.
那是你的老师啊，又不是我的老师。
And that is your teacher, and he may not be mine.
我跟你又不熟，你驴驹牵去的，哎呀，牵去哪里，我怎么知道？
And we are not friends, and if you take this colt away, I don't know where you're taking it to.
所以很多时候，我们不明白主耶稣给的方法跟教导。
Sometimes we may not understand the method that Lord Jesus had given to us.
甚至有时候在我们看来可能不是最好的方式，可能不是最聪明的做法。
And maybe in our perspective, it may not even be the best way to go about the problem.
但是门徒就乖乖的听话，事情就顺利的解决。
But the disciples submitted to the commandments of the Lord, and the situation was solved smoothly.
所以我们在神的面前，不要自以为有智慧。
And so before the Lord, we should not think that we have all the knowledge.
也不要一直想要用自己觉得最聪明的方法来做事。
We do not go about situations in where we go with what we think is the best.
第六节说，他们就按照主所吩咐的驴驹，就任凭他们牵走了。
And in verse 6, they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, and so they let them go.
啊，这也是我们今天需要记在心中啊，彼此学习的。
And this is something that we should keep to our hearts and learn from.
啊，至于这一批小驴子，这一批驴驹。
And when we refer to this colt.
啊，这里讲说这一批驴驹没有人骑过。
And the Bible records that no one has been on the colt before.
啊，却有机会、有资格在一件在这一件美事当中得到参与。
And because of this, he was able to participate in this glorious event.
你看，在当代有多少的驴子
？And at the time, how many donkeys were there?
啊，这一只驴驹却被赋予这项重要的责任跟荣耀。
But this donkey was chosen to be. To be glorified.
小驴子代表它的力量微小。
And a small donkey, it does not have much strength.
这里讲说没有人啊没啊没有人骑过它，代表没有任何的训练。
No one has ridden on it, so it had no experience.
啊，但是主耶稣却选了一批软弱无力、没有训练过的驴驹来做这项大事。
But the Lord chose a weak and unexperienced donkey to complete his work.
告诉我们说，主耶稣在选立他的工人，不是看人的智慧能力跟口才。
And so therefore we see that when the Lord Jesus is choosing his worker, it's not based on our abilities and knowledge or the way we speak.
我们来看提摩太前书的第四章。
Let us turn to the book of 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第十二节
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12
十二节
12
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。在这里保罗告诉提摩太
Here Paul tells Timothy
啊，虽然你是一个年轻人，
Although you are young,
不代表你要做一个幼稚的人。
Does not mean you must be a very immature person.
年轻人一样可以成为榜样。
A youth can be an example.
年轻人一样可以在神眼中成为圣洁的器皿。
In the eyes of God, a youthful person can also be a holy vessel for
the Lord. 所以不管今天我们是年纪上的年轻。
And so if today we are young in age.
或者是我们在信主的时间上的年轻。
Or we are a young believer in the Lord.
我们都不需要做一个幼稚无知的基督徒。
And we do not have to be an ignorant or immature Christian.
而是可以在道理上追求，在信仰上不断的长进。
But we can continue to pursue and grow in our faith.
不但在人眼中能够啊，不管在人眼中成为好的榜样
，not only to be a good example in the eyes of man，
更能够在神家中成为合乎主用的器皿
，but we can be a useful vessel in the house of the Lord。
啊，所以我们虽然每个人的能力都有限
，and so although all our abilities are limited，
但是不代表我们就不能够为神成就大事
，but does not mean that we cannot accomplish a great task。
啊，就像在哥林多前书的第一章里面告诉我们
，just like it is written in the book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的一章二十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
他说，弟兄们，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。二十七。
27.
神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。拣选世界卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。二十九节，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能够自夸。三十节
，verse 30。
但你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎啊！所以在这里告诉我们。
And so here the passage tells us.
他说，虽然我们只是很普通的人
Although we are just ordinary beings.
有能力的不多，强壮的不多，尊贵的也不多。
Not many of us are mighty and not noble.
啊，就像这一批小驴驹，它没有训练，没有力量，非常的软弱。
Just like this young donkey who is inexperienced and he is not strong.
啊，但是如果愿意被主所用，一样有资格能够参与并且成就大事。
But if as long as he is willing to participate in the work, then he can continue accomplish great things.
但是在这当中有一个绝对的要求。
But throughout this process, there is a definite requirement.
什么要求呢？
What is the requirement?
就是这一批驴驹要愿意顺服。
It is that this young donkey must be willing to submit.
啊，他虽然很软弱。
Although he may be weak.
但是神可以使他成为强壮。
But God can allow him to be strong.
他虽然没有经验。
Although he is inexperienced,
但是神可以指引他的脚步。
But the Lord can guide his footsteps.
但是这当中有一个绝对的要求。
But through this process, there is a definite requirement.
就是他要愿意被神所用。
He must be willing to submit.
我们不要忘了这里说他从来没有人骑过。
And here, nobody has written on it.
代表他的生活当中、生命里面从来没有负过重担。
I mean that in his life he had not carried any burdens before.
这时候突然主耶稣就坐到他的身上了。
And now at this instance, Lord Jesus is sitting on him.
啊，从来没有这样的经验。
And he has not had this experience.
从来没有受过这样的压力。
There has not been such a weight that is put on him.
所以对这批驴驹来讲，这是一个不舒服、不习惯的一个环境。
And so the donkey is put in a situation that he's not familiar with.
哦，所以正常的反应就是要把身上这个莫名的重担把它摇下来，我不要啊。
So a natural reaction would be to jerk and allow this weight to fall off his back.
我不喜欢重担，我不要有压力。
He does not want pressure or anything heavy to be put on him.
我没有承受过这样的重担，你可以下来吗？
And he has not had such a great weight put on him before.
如果今天这个驴驹按照自己的心愿把耶稣甩下身来，
If this donkey at this point followed what he wanted to and shook the Lord Jesus off.
啊，自然而然在这件尽圣城的工作当中就与他无份无关了。
Then naturally he would not have no longer have a part in this glorious event.
哦，所以今天要被主所用，要在荣耀的事上有份。
And so in order for us to be used by the Lord and to have glory in the Lord's event,
就必须要能够忍耐承受压力，接受生命当中的重担。
Then we must be willing to bear and persevere the weight of this the world puts on us.
哦，所以我们今天要做圣工。
And so today, when we are doing holy work,
成为神家中圣洁的器皿，
and to become a holy vessel in the house of the Lord,
一定是有压力，一定要你付出代价的。
It is that we must there will always be weight, and we must make a sacrifice.
啊，这个代价可能是要你改变你生活的习惯。
And perhaps this requires you to change your lifestyle.
这个代价可能是要你改变你说话的习惯。
And it may require us to change the way we speak.
这个代价可能是要你改变你对人的态度。
Or the way we treat other people.
可能是需要你额外的牺牲。
Or perhaps we must sacrifice more time.
哦，所以当主耶稣坐在我们的背上的时候，
So when today, when the Lord Jesus is on our back,
你跟我都有一个选择。
We have a decision to make.
你可以选择咬咬牙就承担起耶稣的重担。
We can be willing to accept this burden that Lord Jesus has put on us.
你也可以选择按照自己的喜好，按照自己的选择，按照自己的脾气，把耶稣甩下身去。
But we can also use our own emotions and the way we feel to shake the Lord Jesus off.
不同的选择最后给你的生命带来不同的价值。
And the value of our lives is determined by the decision that we make.
哦，所以当我们今天信耶稣信了很久，
And today, when we believe in the Lord Jesus for many years,
可是你的个性还是跟以前一样。
If our personalities has not changed,
脾气比信主之前还要更坏。
Our temper is worse than that before we believe.
说话还是非常伤人。
And the words that we speak often hurt other people.
常常如利刃刺透人的心。
And we use our words to pierce the heart of others.
只是现在你跟以前不一样啦。
But today you think you are different.
以前你说啊，我就是这种脾气呀。
And before you would say that is just a temper that I have.
信主之后你说，嘿，神造我就是这样啊。
And after you believe, then you say that because the Lord created me in this fashion.
当我们一生当中都拒绝承担主耶稣所给予的压力。
And today, if we continually reject the burden that Lord Jesus wants to put on us,
这就是信主多年灵性没有长进最直接的表现。
And this is the way we would would result when we have no growth in our spiritual life.
所以在这里说, 驴驹愿意担起耶稣。
And so here, the young colt or donkey is willing to allow Jesus to ride on him.
他就有资格跟主耶稣同享荣耀。 跨过耶路撒冷的城门,
and he has the ability to participate in this glorious event with Lord Jesus to cross through Jerusalem.
我们再看回来马可福音的第十一章,
let us turn back to the Gospel of Mark chapter 11.
十一章的第七节,
verse 7.
第七节,
7.
他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣骑上。第八节，
Verse 8.
许多人把衣服铺在地上，路上有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上，前后随行的人都喊：何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。在这里讲说，耶稣荣耀的进耶路撒冷城。
Here records a moment in which Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem with glory.
这是一幕很美丽、很荣耀的一刻。
And this was a very glorious and beautiful moment.
主耶稣骑在驴驹上面，受到众人的欢呼，夹道欢迎。
And Lord Jesus was welcomed, and he was praised by the people when he's entering in.
众人这里讲说，耶路撒冷合成的人都出来喊何塞纳，何塞纳。
And the people of Jerusalem came out and cried, Hosanna.
这是一幅很美的画面。
And this is a beautiful picture.
但是同时，这也是一个很悲哀的场景。
But this was also a very a pitiful moment.
为什么很悲哀呢？
Why was it pitiful?
因为这一群喊着何塞纳，何塞纳的百姓。
Because these group of people that cried out Hosanna.
在不久之后，就是在审判之时喊着钉死他。 钉死他的这一群人,
it was the same group of people that cried out during the trial, crucify him, crucify him.
以色列人有一个很大的问题啊,
Israelites have a huge issue.
就是他们很喜欢盲从啊, follow blindly.
And they like to follow blindly.
别人看热闹, 我就围成一团。
When others congregate, they also do the same.
别人喊叫, 我就跟着乱喊。
When people cry out, they also cry out.
所以在这里，当众人喊何塞纳，许多人就跟着喊何塞纳，何塞纳，何塞纳谁呀？
And so when people cried out Hosanna, many people followed.
结果不久之后要钉耶稣，他们喊钉死他，钉死他，钉死谁也不知道啊，跟着喊就对了。
And when people cried out crucify him, they also cried out the same way, not knowing who they were crucifying.
因为无知。
And because of their ignorance.
因为盲从,
because they follow blindly.
因为没有办法自己来分辨对错,
because they cannot differentiate between wrong and right.
使得他们后来要受到更重的审判,
and this allows them to allow them to face an even greater judgment.
所以在箴言的第14章里面告诉我们,
and so in Proverbs chapter 14 it tells us.
我们看箴言的第14章,
Proverbs chapter 14,
第15节,
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 15.
15节,
Verse 15.
这里讲说愚蒙人是话都信，通达人步步谨慎。在这里圣经告诉我们，
In this passage the Bible tells us,
如果别人讲什么你都信，别人喊什么你就跟着喊。
If you believe every word other tells you, then you follow in their ways.
没有办法自己做思考，没有办法自己小心的做判断。
And if you cannot make a decision for yourself and differentiate,
那你就是一个愚蒙人啊。
And then you are considered a foolish person.
所以在何西阿书里面告诉我们，
And so in the book of Hosea,
他说啊，神说我的百姓没有知识而灭亡。
And because my people were not knowledgeable, they perished.
神说你弃掉知识, 我就弃掉你做我的祭司。
Because you have rejected my knowledge, then I have rejected you from you being priest.
所以我们今天不要像耶路撒冷城这些百姓一样。
And so we must not be like the people in this in the city of Jerusalem.
好的时候, 心情好的时候, 喊哈利路亚, 喊何塞纳, 赞美神。
When they are on an emotional high, they go and cry out Hosanna to praise the Lord.
心情不好的时候, 或者是没有按照你的心愿, 你就喊着说, 你就喊着说不来教会了，我不高兴了，钉死耶稣吧。
And in their emotional low, they do not come to church and they cry out, crucify him.
这是一种信仰上的幼稚跟无知。
And this is considered ignorance and immaturity in your faith.
在道理上缺乏根基，没有长进。
And you lack this a strong foundation and rooting in your faith.
他说这样子的人不要想要从神那里得着什么。
And these type of people don't expect to receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人信仰最后要成功，非常的困难。
It's very difficult for these type of people to be successful in their faith.
那所以以色列百姓给我们留下一个很严厉的警告。
And so the disciples leave behind a very important warning.
不要成为一个无知盲从的信徒。
Do not become an ignorant Christian that follows blindly.
要像保罗一样。
We must be like Paul.
保罗说：“我深知我所信的是谁。”
Paul knows, said, I know whom I believe.
也深信他必能救我。
And I believe that he is able to save me.
所以保罗这一生当中侍奉主的路上遇到许多的大风大浪。
And so in Paul's journey of faith, he encountered great waves.
却没有在这风浪当中动摇了自己的信仰跟根基。
But despite all this wind and waves, his faith was not shaken.
最后我们看回来马可福音的第十一章。
Lastly, let us turn back to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
十一章的第三节。
Chapter 11, verse 3.
第三节说，若有人对你们说，为什么做这事，你们就说，主要用他，这人必立时让你们牵来呀。在这里主耶稣对他们说，
Here the Lord Jesus tells his disciples,
说你们去找这一批驴驹，如果有人问，你就说主要用他。
And then I'll go bring this donkey colt back, and if anybody asks, say that the Lord has need of it.
你说这样子说，那个人就会立时让你们把这个驴驹给牵去了。
And when you tell him this, immediately he'll let you the colt.
主要用它是关键字。
And the Lord has need of it is the key phrase.
不是门徒要用它。
It is not that the disciples want to use it.
而是主要用它。
It is that the Lord has need of it.
所以带到教会来的不是给你，不是给我。
And so when we bring into the church, it is not for you or me.
而是要给主所用，这样子的奉献才有意义，才有价值。
And this offering that is used for the Lord is one that has value.
好，所以我们今天在教会所做的一切的努力。
And so all the hard work and effort that we put towards our holy work.
不管是金钱上的奉献，或者是时间上的付出。
Whether it be monetary donations or the time that we have given to the Lord.
要记得都是因为主要用它，所以我才努力的。
And we must keep to our heart that we do so because the Lord has need of it.
不是要被人所看见。
It is not to be seen by others.
更不是要得到众人的称赞。
It is not to receive praise from others.
是因为主要用，我就愿意给。
It is because the Lord has need of it, therefore I'm willing to offer.
因为神的家有需要，所以我愿意额外的付出。
Because the house of the Lord requires us and has need of it, therefore I'm willing to offer.
主要用它，是我们今天侍奉的原因。
And the reason why we serve is because the Lord has need of it.
但是当你付出之后，
But once we have put forth the effort,
这里说，那人必立时让你牵来。
The Bible records immediately he will send it here.
其实这句话在希腊文当中有两个不一样的解释。
And there are two different meanings in the Greek text.
因为它本身这句话原来它没有主词，也没有受词，它没有 subject， 也没有就是没有 recipient 没有 subject。
In the Greek text originally, there is no subject in this.
所以它原来的文字就是主要用它。
And so in the text it says the Lord has need of it.
立时马上
immediately
回来
come back。
所以这有两个不同的解释。
And so there's two different explanations.
一个是主要用它。
The first is that because the Lord has need of it.
那个人立时会让你把驴驹牵过来。
Therefore immediately.The people allow you to bring it over.
但是他有一个刚好相反的解释。
But there's also a different explanation.
他说主要用它。
The Lord has need of it.
用完之后，立时我们会把它拿回来还你。
Immediately after the use, the people will bring it back.
所以我觉得圣经当中没有把它写得很清楚，这是一件很美的事情。
And because the Bible is not very clear, it is a good thing.
因为不管哪一个方向，都是给我们最好的教导。
Because no matter which perspective you look at it, it gives us a good teaching.
今天作为驴驹的主人。
And today, as the owner of the donkey.
当你看到教会有需要，当你知道主要用它。
When we see the need of the church and we see that the Lord has a need of it.
你不要舍不得啊，你要立时就把它让主切，拿去给主所用啊。
And do not be stingy and just allow this donkey to be used.
啊，但是从另外一个方向来说呢。
But from another perspective.
啊，作为教会的工人，作为工作上的接受者。
As a holy worker that receives the work.
我们也不能够打着教会的名义来占人的便宜，来达到个人的来得到个人的好处。
We cannot use the name of the church or what the church needs to receive our own personal benefit.
所以在这里说，驴驹用完了，马上就还给你啊。
So after the donkey is used, then they will immediately return it.
信仰不是拿来得到个人好处的方式。
And your faith is not for us to receive benefits in our lives.
敬虔不能够成为得利益的门路。
And to be devout is not a way for us to receive greater benefits.
哦，所以我们跟人家借完之后要懂得拿去还啊。
And so after borrowing from others, we must know to return.
不能够打着主耶稣的名号，你看到什么喜欢的就跟人家说，嘿，主要用它啊。
And we cannot just because of the name of the Lord, and we see what others have, and we desire of it.
那这是对你我当中对你我的一个提醒。
And this is a reminder for you and me.
啊，所以主耶稣骑着驴驹，荣耀的进入耶路撒冷城。
And so the Lord Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem.
但是我们看第十一节啊。
Let us look at verse 11.
他说耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样的物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。在这里讲到这一段记载最后的最后的结果。
Here is the result of this event.
说耶稣荣耀进圣城。
So Lord Jesus entered the holy city.
骑着驴驹，众人欢呼。
And he went into the city, and he was praised by other. By
他进了圣殿，看了各样的物件。
And he went into the temple, and he looked around.
但是这里最重要的一句话说，耶稣就离开出城了。
So the key recording is that he went out upon seeing everything.
今天你我在侍奉当中，有时候也有这个荣耀的一刻。
And today in our servitude, we may have a very glorious moment.
圣工成功，慕道者洗礼，众人都说你做了很多努力，你做了很多的付出。
We may have us be successful in holy work that by bringing a true seeker in, they're baptized, and others may praise us.
大家给你拍手，感谢主，教会有你才会发展。
And many people applaud you and say that because of you, the church is able to grow.
这里讲说，耶稣进了城，看一看，他就离开了。
Here records Lord Jesus went into the city, looked around at all things, and departed.
为什么能够离开？
So why is he able to depart?
因为主耶稣不需要沉浸在人的称赞跟荣耀当中。
Because Lord Jesus does not need to remain in the praise of men.
为什么耶稣能够这么轻易的就摆脱了人的称赞跟荣耀呢？
How is Lord Jesus able to depart from the praise of men so easily?
因为他所做的这一切事情本来就不是为了要得到人的称赞。
Because the work that he has done was not for the purpose of receiving praise.
对主耶稣来讲，进耶路撒冷城有没有人夹道欢呼，从来不是重点。
And whether or not he received praise, it was not the purpose of Lord Jesus entering into the city.
他所做的这一切，只是要完成，要成就圣经当中的预言。
He had only completed this task in order to fulfill the prophecy recorded in the Bible.
所以他所做的不是要得到人的称赞。
So what he was doing was not to receive the praise of others.
他很清楚他所做的是要能够完成圣经当中的预言。
He was clear the reason why he was doing it is because it was to fulfill the prophecy in the Bible.
所以当预言完成了。
So once the prophecy was fulfilled.
工作对他来讲就结束了。
The work was completed.
所以工作结束，转身就可以离开这荣耀的场所。
And once the work was completed, he was able to depart from this glorious moment.
有时候我们如果不谨慎小心，
And today if we're not careful,
工作很辛苦，付出很多努力，代价，付出很多努力跟代价。
And we put a lot of effort and a lot of time into our work.
工作完成了，教会大兴旺大发展。
And once we completed the work, and the result is that the church becomes very prosperous.
众人感谢神，顺便称赞你。
And the people praise the Lord, and also at the same time praise you.
有时候我们虽然嘴巴上说啊，感谢主，感谢主。
And sometimes with our words, we say, thank the Lord.
那不小心心里也会说啊，其实我很不错哦，有我真好。
And we often tell ourselves that because of me, the church was able to succeed.
你看，有我讲到，慕道者就感动。
And because I can speak here, then the True seekers are moved.
你看，有我按手，慕道者就得圣灵。
Because I am able to lay hands on the true seekers, they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们会不知不觉的想要去蹭啊，想要去沾一下那个荣耀啊。
So sometimes subconsciously we may also want to receive a part of the glory.
舍不得离开耶路撒冷，不愿意离开圣殿。
We may be unwilling to leave the holy temple in Jerusalem.
啊，但是主耶稣知道的非常清楚。
But the Lord Jesus was very clear.
我的工作就是完成神的旨意。
And his work was to complete the will of God.
所以工作完成，转身就离开了荣耀的圣城。
And once the work is completed, he is willing to turn his back away from all the glory.
啊，这也是我们今天需要学习放在心上的。
And today, this is something that we can also learn from and keep to our hearts.
你我都是无用的仆人。
We are all useless servants.
啊，所以在工作完成之后。
So once the work is completed,
只能够谦卑地弯腰退到幕后。
We can only bend our backs and humbly move backwards.
啊，虽然没有得到人的荣耀跟称赞。
Although we may not receive the glory for praise of others,
却能够得到神的认同跟奖赏。
But we will receive rewards from God.
那才是真正有价值。
And that is something that is valuable.
才是值得真正我们所追求的目标。
And that should be the reason why we are pursuing.
啊，所以我们早上就用这一段来做彼此在侍奉路上的一个学习跟提醒。
And so we use this passage as a reminder in our life of servitude.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
唱诗62首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 62.